Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Good morning, Boomer. How are you?
You know what? I'm doing great, G. And today is also, I know it's a big day for you, and it's a big day for everybody here at the station. It's the 3 p.m. NHL trade deadline. And by the way, I did tell you that the Islanders were going to get Palmieri. They did, right? And then he had to get a shave, cut his hair, and the whole thing looks completely different. Looks like a little kid now. The other thing, too, is that Taylor Hall last night for Islander fans was traded to the Boston Bruins.
Yeah, you had that, too.
Which I told you was going to happen.
So Hockey Insider.
I'm telling you, I'm thinking about changing my Twitter profile to add Hockey Insider to this. But, you know, all those things.
Boomstradamus, we bow to thee.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that. So, the hockey is heating up, and the Rangers took 3 out of 4 points from the Islanders over the weekend, game that we probably should have won yesterday. But, you know, the way these schedules are set up, it's the same thing, kind of a little bit like it in the NBA, but more so in the NHL because they're playing all the same teams. Like the Rangers now play the New Jersey Devils 4 games in a row. It's really going to come down to their last 6 games anyway because they play Boston, the Islanders, and I think they got the Capitals towards the end of the year. So it's not an easy finish. The Islanders have a little bit more, a little bit easier of a finish with Buffalo and New Jersey towards the last 5 games of the year. The Islanders are going to make it. The question is whether or not the Rangers will make it. What are they going to do? If they do anything, I think they would be sellers as opposed to buyers right now. But there's really no reason to buy a veteran somewhere and give up some sort of asset.
This is ground control to Boomer.
Now, as far as the Mets are concerned,
do you really think we care? Nobody cares about hockey anywhere.
Thanks, Eddie. He did transition in the middle of that.
So, say
that again.
So as far as the Mets are concerned, I do agree with Marcus Stroman. I mean, the whole thing yesterday was idiotic. Now, you know I'm doing this thing with this television show, this reno project on my high school football coach.
Secret celebrity renovation.
Right.
Out in East Islip for Sal Champy, your high school football coach.
Right. And I can talk about it a little bit in the open because he has no idea what we're doing.
Yeah.
But I've been doing a lot of things, and it's a little bit of a walk down memory lane as well.
Okay.
And one of the things that I had to do is I had to go out and clam because that's what I did when I was a kid.
Sure.
To make some money, right? And so I had to take Nichelle Turner. She's the host of Entertainment Tonight. She also hosts this show. I had to take her out and had to take her go climbing.
Where'd you go specifically?
Well, yeah, on the bay.
Okay. So where did you enter? Do you know? Do you remember yesterday?
No, I don't even remember.
So nice clams.
Nice clams. So we had to go out there and we had a rake.
Yeah.
Okay. So a 60-foot rake, basically. You're raking off the boat, you know, and it's foggy and it's great. You know, you feel like you're. You know, like fish sticks, you know, the uniform that the Islanders wear. That Gordon's of Gloucester fisherman on the jersey.
So especially a raw, sort of rainy, foggy day.
Yeah. It was perfect. So I knew it was raw and rainy, and I knew that it was going to rain predominantly through the day. So we moved up the chute just so we could get out there a little bit earlier and beat the rain.
Hmm.
Now, meantime, some dummy over there in Flushing, I don't know who their weatherman is. I don't know what the hell Luis Rojas is talking about after the game.
An exclusive weather forecast expert.
They have to get Matt Hammer. I think now more than ever, Matt Hammer should become their exclusive forecast expert. Because I'm following on Dark Sky, which I agree with Al. Since Dark Sky was acquired, I think, by Apple, it's a little off. It's not really as good as it once was. But, you know, I'm following Dark Sky, and Dark Sky has been 100% on yesterday. And why you would have your starting pitcher warm up, go out there, play a game for 7 minutes, and then call the game is idiotic.
Yeah, especially
idiotic.
When the only person who had misting and not bad rain was the Mets' exclusive forecast expert. Everybody else knew it was going to pour. So, yeah, it was stupid. And I don't blame Stroman for being pissed off and throwing every ball back and then talking about it on Twitter afterwards, because it's just, it never should have happened.
And by the way, it is his team that has to make the decision, the home team.
Well, that's right.
So he's bitching and complaining about his own team. I will say that.
If he knows that, does he understand? I wonder.
He's been in professional baseball for how long? He's got to know that.
I guess. But he was sort of looked like he was mad at the umpires more than anything.
He shouldn't be mad at the umpires. He should be mad at the exclusive weather forecaster of the New York Mets.
Right. Yeah, it just sounded so stupid. I mean, just think about how stupid that sounded from Luis Rojas.
It sounded really stupid.
I mean, it did. And you hate that, because you never want to have that Mets feeling of this was such a Mets thing. But that's what it felt like yesterday. Like, this was just such a Mets thing where they start this game that never should have started. And then the explanation was that the Mets have some sort of exclusive forecast expert that had a different forecast than everybody else. And they ended up screwing it up. But they will get over it. They'll make up the game, but it just should have never been in that situation.
Well, when the starting pitcher goes off on Twitter and everything else, again, it's social media, so we have to know everybody's feelings about everything.
I've been off it now for a full week.
How do you feel?
I feel great.
Kind of refreshed thing out of the sewer pit of social media?
I can't believe how great I feel.
Right.
I got to be honest with you. Sometimes I miss some things. And people are telling me about it as opposed to me seeing it right away. And then I tell other people about it. So there's some of that. Like, people will send me texts. Did you see this? Did you see that? Or my wife will say, did you hear about this? And I'll say, no, actually, I have not. But that's really the only thing. But yeah, it'll be a full week. So I got off, I think it was last Monday. I said with the house and the move and everything, I didn't want to be distracted by anything else. And I'm going to get off of Twitter and see what happens. And then once I come back to work after that Tuesday day off, I'll get back on. But then I never did. And I just said, let's just keep rolling with it. Why not?
Hey, look, man, as long as you're feeling good about yourself.
I am. And you know what I'm doing with all that free time? Instead of just sitting there scrolling, and I get up and I do something. I got so much to do around the house.
Doing stuff, yeah.
I'm doing stuff. I don't just sit there wasting time scrolling, finding something to piss me off.
You should have seen me doing stuff yesterday.
Oh, I'm sure.
Painting. Screwing screws in.
And this is not your forte, that whole situation.
No. Listen. So Jason Cameron, he's the general contractor for this TV show. And you would think that he's like a head coach the way he acts.
Yeah.
Screaming and yelling at everybody and just, in my face over and over and over again with the same instructions. And I'm like, hey, dude, I got it. I got this. Don't worry about it.
Wow.
So
he was really trying to push you around.
I think he was. But then again, he worked with Tony Siragusa for many years, and I think he feels emboldened by it. If he could deal with that guy,
yeah,
you could deal with anybody.
Yeah, that Tony Siragusa thing, when he was on those NFL broadcasts for all those years, and then that was it. He was gone.
Yeah,
never heard
weird.
From again.
It's a weird deal.
Never heard from again.
Well, he did some of that man cave stuff with this guy, Jason.
Who saw any of that, though?
I did.
You did not.
I did, too.
You're just saying that now because you know
big,
the guy.
I'm a big HGTV guy.
Are
I like
you?
It. Yeah.
What's your favorite show on HGTV?
Couldn't tell you. I don't know the names of them. I just every now and again I'll be flipping through.
Love It or List It.
Love It or List It's a good one, yeah.
Property Brothers.
Property Brothers is a good one. Those guys are handsome.
Beachfront Bargain Hunters.
Kind of like that one, too. Yeah. I like them all, actually.
You do. You like them all.
That
all
is
right.
Bull Crap Central.
No, it's not. And you shut up in there. I'll tell you what. He is like emboldened now that he's back.
Oh, yeah. No, of course. I mean, look at him. You got to do something about this gator thing, though. I mean, really, your posture is killing me. So if people don't know, Al has to, in order to keep the gator on his face, he's got to take his shoulders and push him forward and then stand like a scarecrow. So then he walks around and he doesn't move his neck, so it basically looks like he's got like a broken neck and a neck brace.
And then I wonder why, on the ride home, my shoulder's killing me.
Because
you shouldered
like
your neck
the whole time.
Like this the whole time. Yeah, I mean, come on.
Get loose a different
a
gator.
Get a gator. Our new mask. Just get a mask. I got an Under Armour mask. We got the Foco masks in there.
I have a lovely Under Armour mask at home. I just, on and off, it's... Seems like a lot.
You just hang it from one ear and just open it.
What about the WFAN gator? Does that one
Foco.
Work?
I'm sure the gators work fine. It's a thing I'm doing subconsciously.
You're the problem.
Yeah.
You're the problem here.
So yesterday, also getting a chance to watch some of the Masters.
Sure.
So reading about Hideki Matsuyama and how he won. So on Saturday, they had the rain delay and all that other stuff. He went into his car and was playing video games. And then he came out and basically, you know, birdied, what, six out of the next seven holes or something.
Yeah.
And pulled away from the field. And it was the first Japanese and first Asian to win the Masters. So it's a huge deal over in Japan. And it was actually Monday morning when he was winning.
Yeah, about 8:30 a.m., yeah.
Right. So there are people over there now that think this win will get him to about $1 billion in endorsements.
Yeah, that's what Andy North was saying with Scott Van Pelt. They were talking about this because of the Olympics and because of the pioneer nature of it, that he is, this could be a $1 billion win for him. Yes, $1 billion over the course of his career.
That's crazy.
No, I mean, it makes sense, though, doesn't it?
No, it kind of does. But I was just like, the money is just insane.
Yeah.
And he goes from rock star over there to just an enormous celebrity.
Superstar, yeah.
Superstar celebrity, and good for him, and good for the game of golf. And, you know, given what's been going on over the last 6 months with some of the anti-Asian stuff that's been happening, you know, all around the country, it's great. It's almost, it's like serendipity that
sure.
You know, he won this Masters here, and the way he did it. And the fact that he just sat in his rental car and played video games during the rain delay.
But what would you do in that situation? Eat? That's what I would probably do. I'd probably go and find some
food. I don't think I would
want
to eat in the middle of a tournament. I'm sure some guys went in to have a half a sandwich or something, or maybe a power bar or something like that. I think I would probably, I don't know what they do. I guess they go into the locker room and hang out. But then again, I don't know if there were COVID protocol rules. I don't know what Georgia is doing now.
Yeah.
Nobody seems to know what Georgia is doing now, especially Rob Manfred. But, you know, the whole thing is just a great story, and he put on a great, great performance down there. And I don't – what was his number going off? I think you gave us the odds for him going off.
It was pretty massive, I think. Maybe around 40 to 1, I think.
He's got a great golf game. He's close. He gets involved in pretty much everyone he plays in. I feel like he's in the top 10 or top 20 most of the time.
Yeah, I mean, and he is very robotic. And then after he won, you saw his personality as he's slapping hands and he's smiling and he's doing all these things that you've never really seen from him if you're paying attention to golf. And got a little dicey there, you know, as he's bogeying a couple of holes and Xander Schauffele birdies three holes in a row, but then Schauffele had that triple bogey, and then Matsuyama had a bogey as well, but still was able to gain two strokes because of Schauffele's triple bogeys they're playing together. He was able to, I mean, it's a huge deal. It's hard for me to kind of understand what it means for Japan, quite frankly, but everybody that's saying it's like this is the Tiger Woods situation of Japan. I mean, he is the Tiger Woods of Japan, and now he's the biggest sports star that they have, hands down, and he's going to be able to ride this for the rest of his life.
A billion dollars. Endorsement. Unbelievable. Yeah. So, hey, Knicks winning game last night. That's two in a row now. I was reading one of the articles in the Post today saying, like, you know, hey, I don't want them in a play-in game. I want them to solidify a playoff spot.
Yeah, I know, and so do I, and this is something we've been talking about from the beginning, especially because we had seen them as high as fourth in the Eastern Conference, and you don't want to be in that situation where it's a one and done when you've had a year like this, but unfortunately, this is what the playoffs are this year, and the Knicks are back in the mix, so yeah, it doesn't feel really like the playoffs unless you are in a series, unless you're in a seven-game series. It doesn't feel like the playoffs.
I don't want a playoff game, play-in game or any of that stuff. I want them to make the playoffs, and hopefully they will. And that's two in a row now. And last night, their defense was great in the first half. Their shooting was awful in the second half. But they hung on, you know, and they won the game. That's really all that matters. Did you see, that Kyrie Irving's now gone for personal reasons again? It's the third time this season that he's got personal reasons.
Well, and the first one was very long, a couple of weeks.
Yeah, but the interesting thing, this comes off of
him getting ejected.
Like the explosion against the Lakers.
Yep.
I mean, what is... I really don't know what it is. And I don't want to, like, speculate on any of this stuff. It's not fair to the people.
But the problem is, this is what we're left to do when there's no explanation.
I know, look, he's got a family. He's from here. I don't know what it is. But, I mean, you know, he may have a sick relative or something. I don't know. I just wish they would give us an idea of why he is not around. You know, that's the only thing, because I do not want to speculate on it. And now that's the third time this season already. And, you know, is he going to take time off in the playoffs too?
See, I would hope
not.
And
is it tied to the outburst against the Lakers.
It could be. I mean, it very well could be. I mean, that was the first thought that I had. It's like, all right, he needs to step away. You know, maybe his mind, get his mind right,
but
whatever.
What? I mean, he's like,
I don't know, man. Well, how am I supposed to know? He's one of the most complicated guys we've ever covered. I don't know. I don't know what to say. I also don't want to say that he's, you know, faking these personal reasons either, because I don't know. But I've never, I've been trying to think about this. I can't remember a time where one of the most high-profile athletes in this town was able to step away for personal reasons three times in one season, and we never knew the reason why.
Well, one of those times, he just left and didn't tell anybody.
Yeah. I mean, when has that ever happened?
I don't know what to make of it. I really don't. I mean, and the fact that the Lakers beat them was, I mean, about as shocking as it gets. Although, you know, the Lakers do have some good players on the team. They just don't have the top two players. You know, and the Knicks got to beat them now.
Yeah.
The Knicks have them next.
Yeah, I know. That would be nice. That would be nice, especially after that emotional win that they had over the Nets, to be able to get back above 500, continue to climb in the standings. I mean, that would be a tremendous win. But, you know, I don't know how much you want to read into that Nets-Lakers game, because everybody's talking about it being a finals preview. But, I mean, half the guys that would impact that situation aren't even playing. You could say, well, it was like bench versus bench, kind of, and the Lakers' bench is better. And if you have the stars almost cancel each other out, then all of a sudden you're thinking the Lakers have an advantage. I can't go that far.
Did you ever find out what they were arguing about?
What are you talking about? Are you talking about Kyrie?
Yeah.
No, I don't know. I don't know.
He was going back and forth with Schroeder, right?
Yeah, Schroeder.
Schroeder.
Yeah, Dennis Schroeder.
He's a good shooter.
Schroeder's a shooter. Yeah, so, I mean, and that's rare for him. Kyrie does not have, like, those type of on-court outbursts that go on. Now, Schroeder can be a real pain in the ass, you know, with defensively and gets in your face, and he's one of those guys, which I think is a really good quality, quite frankly. And then Kyrie obviously had enough, and then that was that.
And he snapped.
And he lost it. And that's unlike him. It is. I don't think he's ever been ejected before that night. But I think that's the last or the first time ever he's been ejected. I'd have to go back and make sure.
But yeah, I don't know what these personal reasons and all this stuff. I don't know what it is. I really don't. I just.
You want to try that with Chernoff? Personal reasons? You think he'd ask? If we went to him and said, I need a personal reason day, do you think he'd ask? Or you think he'd just do it? I'm curious. I'm being serious.
I know you are. I know. I was thinking about it. Yeah. I may take a personal day tomorrow.
Would he ask?
Yes, he would.
He would.
Like, what do you mean he would ask? Like, he would want to know exactly what the personal reason is?
What? Why? Yeah, I think it would go like that.
I mean,
tell him, though.
If somebody works for me and they say, hey, I need a day off or something, I don't want to get into their business, whatever their business is. I really don't. But this is the third time, and one of the three times he just took off. So, like, I feel like if I'm Steve Nash or I'm Sean Marks, I have to know what this is.
Yeah, and most people, when they have a situation like that, if they've got a decent enough relationship with their boss, they just tell them, hey, by the way, this is what's going on. This is why I need a day off. But I don't know. This is a strange one. I don't know if we'll ever find out. And is this what's, you know, Kyrie Irving's going to be? You know, this tenure as the Net for the rest of his career? That just like, hey, couple games. This trip, no thanks. I'm not really feeling this group of games. I got a couple back to backs. I'll see you in a few days.
I've never seen anything like it. I honestly never. I can't remember anybody taking three sets of personal days off.
And in professional sports with no explanation.
I can't even think of a guy that's done that. Has a guy done that like throughout their career? This is 1 year.
Yeah, this is 1 year in a shortened season, too, that's not even over. So we might get another one. He might squeeze in another one there before it's all said and done.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place.
That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer Esiason and Greg Giannotti. Boomer and Geo.
Two mail trucks, and then Al and Jerry's cars kissing one another. Squeezed in between a mail truck sandwich. Then I had to go around and around. And I think where I parked is right on the borderline of Hell's Kitchen. I got an Uber from where I parked the car this morning. And then as I'm walking in, I see Pete Bilotti, who works at the Upside Down, pop out of the garage down there. Like, oh, hey, Gio, how's it going? I'm like, oh, yeah, no, everything's great. Good to see you, Pete. Yeah.
Pete Bilotti has a spot in the garage.
He does, yeah.
Those damn mail trucks, man. Those are the trucks that are screwing you guys up.
Enough of the postal trucks. Pete Bilotti has a spot in the garage.
He does, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep.
What am I missing here?
Eddie will explain it to you. I think when the pandemic first started, there were people that were not coming in. He was coming in, and they said, hey, we're still paying for the spots. Why don't you use it?
Got it.
That sort of continued.
I got you.
And he's milking that for as long as he can.
And right now, too. You know, he's keeping his head down, not saying a word until Gio brought it up again.
No, I mean, it was just a bad day for me to see him after all the parking struggles that I had this morning.
And then Why didn't you just put it on Varick?
I couldn't. There was actually filled today. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. It was the weirdest thing. It was two Mercedes, same exact Mercedes sedans that were beat up, that were back-to-back with each other that took up the two spots that are normally there. Yeah.
What about the other side?
The other side was filled, too.
Was it? It wasn't when I came in. Sorry.
First time.
It is a Monday morning, so people usually do fill up the streets on Sundays.
Yeah.
And then they get up early Monday and they move their cars.
Those postal trucks. I'm gonna move one of those myself. I think I'm just gonna start pushing it into the street.
Well, how is that allowed?
And you know what they do too, which is this is my word of the day, douchey, is they also space them out so that a car can't get in between.
Yep.
So that they make sure they get their spaces for their cars and they interchange them.
Diabolical,
very
Jerry.
Very selfish. You know, people that deliver mail and unselfishly deliver mail, I might add,
yeah,
in bad weather, rain, snow, sleet, or whatever their credo is. But, yeah, they're very selfish when it comes to parking.
Yeah, for sure. all right, Jerry, what do we got this morning?
We have got a new champion at the Masters. His name is Hideki Matsuyama.
Matsuyama Hideki.
Seems very emotional there at the end. I think he might have been. I don't know.
That's the announcer, obviously.
Who knew Nance could speak Japanese? I had no idea.
First player from Japan to win a major championship. Wound up winning by a shot, but it was really more than that after Xander Schauffele basically threw up all over himself on the 16th hole. And so he is this year's Masters champion. Here was Schauffele. He had that triple bogey. What in the hell happened?
It's hard to win out here, especially at this tournament. Yeah, I think I'll throw 16 in the memory bank.
Yeah, and maybe not do that again. So Matsuyama goes 10 under par for the one-shot win. First major of the golf season, and away we go. And it was good. A lot of fans there. Not a normal crowd, but certainly a good amount of people that were there. I know you guys were into it. I was not into this one. This one did nothing for me.
The Masters?
As much as I like golf, yeah. It lacked personality.
I wasn't necessarily into it. I mean, I pay attention to Sunday at the Masters, but it was not very exciting.
Well, the problem is you didn't have Dustin Johnson, Bryson DeChambeau, Brooks Koepka at the top. You had Matsuyama, Will Zalatoris.
Zalatoris.
Yeah.
Which sounds like a
drug. Jordan Spieth. I mean, Jordan Spieth was probably, don't know, but he's not the most
really
exciting guy either.
No, yeah. But at least you know him. And you're, I mean, Matsuyama's a name, but I don't know, just not much personality. And Eddie thought that Zalatoris looked like Al. I like the exchange between him and Adam Sandler on Twitter, where he's got a picture of the caddy from Happy Gilmore next to the picture of Zalatoris. They look like the same person.
Yeah, with the hair and the whole thing. Yeah, I saw that.
What we need Patrick Reed to win, you know, have some sort of, you know, screw up in the sand or something and scream and yell about it and then, you know,
cheat and move his ball.
Whatever, yes, right. And let him win. That would have been good.
Speaking of win, the Yankees don't win much when they play the Rays, and they were in line to lose again yesterday, but your guy Gleyber Torres came up with a game-tying RBI single in the eighth, and then in the tenth, it was the newest of Yankees coming through.
Now once again, the 3-2. Swung on and hit in the air to center field. It is going to drop for a base hit. Hicks scores, and the Yankees take a 5-4 lead. Odor kind of muscled it to shallow center field, and it dunked in front of Phillips.
And it brought in the go-ahead run. They would tack on a few more. Yay. Yankees beat the Rays in 10-8-4 as they salvage the final game of the series. Gary Sanchez, an RBI single, and Gio Urshela was most definitely a happy fella. Two-run homer, an RBI single, drove in three.
His home run was hit 453 feet. They measured it.
It actually basically broke the top part of the hitter's eye.
That's amazing. Now, they go on to Toronto now for three. Then they come home.
In Dunedin, though.
In Dunedin, right. Okay, that's right. And then they come home against the Rays and the Braves. So eight games now, the next eight games. Obviously, let's see whether or not this is going to be some sort of springboard. Because you're always looking
for the make or break in April with the Yankees.
I'm not making a break yet, but I'm just saying it'd be nice to, you know,
springboard
set. They lost three in a row.
Yeah, no, sure. I mean, but yesterday, turning point game, catalyst game.
Turning point game.
I think so.
It certainly is possible. Here is Aaron Boone on his new Yankee coming through.
Great at bat by Ruby there to keep battling, to fight one off, and then to add some important add-on runs.
Yep, no doubt. Here was Urshela, felt locked in.
Feel the same way, feeling like more comfortable on the plate. And I had a good day today, so it's getting like really, really close.
So there you have it. Now, Aroldis Chapman through the ninth. He earned the win tonight. As Boomer mentioned, Yanks and Blue Jays in Dunedin. Garrett Cole, Robbie Ray, the starters. Coverage on Sports Radio 66, WFAN AM, and at WFAN.com. That broadcast will start, though, on the FM side as well until we get to Nets basketball. Mets and Marlins, well, they were postponed in the first inning. That didn't go well with the rain. You had Marcus Stroman go off. He was not thrilled. And Luis Rojas says, yeah, I get it.
That's how Stroh is. He's outspoken, he's open talking, and you know, he says what he feels, and he did not share anything this morning. He gets ready to compete. I mean,
yeah, he just didn't get to pitch very long. And this, I said this to Al in the warm-up show, 5 to 6 Monday through Friday, why is it that he can't pitch for an entire turn through the rotation?
Oh, so the next time he's going to throw is 5 days from now. I don't know. I mean, it's silly to me, but I guess it's just routine stuff, like his throw day and whatever, and the preparation, and they're just so regimented.
I think he had one up down.
it was just one off.
It's,
I think
it's just we treat these guys like they're made of like glass.
Yeah,
it's just ay, whatever. So tonight, Mets and Phillies. David Peterson, Chase Anderson, the starters. Speaking of the Phillies, they played the Braves last night in Atlanta. Top nine, tie game at six. Man on third and Alec Bohm.
The pitch swung on and popped in the air left side near the line. Challenge. Ozuna getting under it. He's going to make the catch. Bohm tagging. He's coming home. Here's the throw, and he is safe. Safe, they say, at home plate. Bohm somehow got his foot in under the tag of Darnold.
Didi Gregis with the fly ball, sac fly in the RBI, and they looked at it on replay. Boy, it doesn't look like he touched the plate, but they actually uphold it. Brian Snitker was not happy.
Right?
He didn't.
Yeah, there's no way that he
see,
did.
I guess right there, I guess the problem would be even that angle CBS Sports Network are showing you there. It doesn't look like it. But are we 100% sure that he didn't graze the tie? Who the hell knows? I don't know. They were not happy, as you can imagine.
It all goes back to what did the umpire call? Because if the umpire called him out, then he would have been out. Because I don't think the replay would have been able to overturn that either.
Yeah, well, they call them safe, and so they don't overturn it. The Braves were not happy, as you can imagine. Also, the Dodgers shut out the Nationals 3-0. Zach McKinstry, 2-for-3, a double, a home run, drove in 3. Clayton Kershaw, 6 terrific innings. Max Scherzer was really good, too, but he got DeGrommed, and so the Nationals wind up losing. Red Sox beat the Orioles 14-9, and what else? The Indians beat the Tigers, Giants over the Rockies. All right, we get to the Knicks and Raptors last night. All these games important for the Knicks down the stretch, and they got one they had to get.
Randle guarded by Flynn. Corner, Barrett, three-pointer. Bang! R.J. Barrett does it again from downtown. And the Knicks go up by 4 with 34 seconds remaining.
That's Mike Breen on MSG. They blew a big lead, but come back and win 102-96. R.J. Barrett, 19 points, 5 assists. Julius Randle, a perfect 11-for-11 from the free throw line. He had 26, and the Knicks get the victory, get back to 500 at 27-27. Yes.
Well, two things. One, R.J. Barrett hitting the biggest shot, again, is huge for him and this team and everything that they're trying to build. But how do you fix a leaky roof that quick on a building that big?
Yeah, Al and I figure it was flex tape.
All that stuff that they do when that guy puts it on the boat. I mean,
that'd
honestly,
be awesome.
You got to, first of all, you got to diagnose where it's coming from.
Yeah.
And then you got to get up there somehow and then fix it with what? Are we? Are
flex
we,
all, flex tape.
Hey, Bill, get on the roof.
Are we caulking this thing? Is that what we're doing?
Caulk that bitch up, man. I'm telling you.
I'd love to know.
Yes.
I wanted a whole play-by-play and
don't
a whole breakdown.
Don't you think that every one of these buildings has flex all?
I guess.
You got to have it, just in case.
Or the glue, some of those real crazy glues you put in there.
I think you do it this way, and, you know, it's a temporary fix.
Cork.
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 Flex cork.
Cork.
Cork. Cork. Yes. Somebody works at the Garden and knows whether it was flex tape or cork.
Cork.
Let us
know. Flex all, too. They have
flex all. Flex all, flex tape, or cork.
Cork.
Either way, it hurt the Knicks, but then they come back and they win. And so, and you know what's funny, too? Reading the article about R.J. Barrett and how he's improved, I think it was Nick Nurse said, you know, how much better he's gotten. You know, and then the next line, he mentions the fact that he's 20.
Yeah.
He's 20, and people were ready to run him out of town last year already.
Well, because of what happened with Neal Akina and Knox.
I know that.
Yeah.
He's still only 20,
well,
and he looks like a hell of a player.
We weren't trying to run him out of town. I mean,
I didn't say you.
I mean, look at Quickley, look at Mitchell Robinson. You know, they're all coming on. You know, that's
There's
fine.
A lot of Knicks fans, though, that thought he was a bust.
Look at Capo Caco.
No. Here's Nerlens Noel on MSG.
I mean, look at Alexei Lafreniere.
He had 9 points, 13 rebounds,
about
4 blocked shots, talking about his defense.
Just purely locking in. I want to be the anchor for this defense by any means possible. And, you know, I knew it was going to be a tough job tonight, especially the way they was knocking down 3. So
he did the job. And the Knicks now 27 up, 27 down. They take on the Lakers tonight. You've got the Nets tonight in Minnesota. Coverage on the Fan, 101.9 WFAN FM and WFAN2.com. So I'm not sure who's playing. Kyrie Irving's not because he's got something to do. LaMarcus Aldridge is out due to non-COVID illness. James Harden remains out with a sore hamstring. Tyler Johnson, I believe, is out. And Kevin Durant is on a minutes limit.
Yep.
So
the only time these guys play is when they play the Knicks.
Alize Johnson may get the start tonight. The T-Wolves did beat the Bulls 121-117. A-Rod about to buy Minnesota. Not the state, but the T-Wolves.
And
also,
the T-Wolves and the Lynx. That's his consolation prize for missing out on the Nets. I mean,
he's got a billionaire co-owner with him.
Yeah.
And so this looks like this will happen.
Noticeably, by the way, who is not involved in that purchase?
Jennifer Lopez.
J-Lo.
Yeah, that's right.
Yep. The Heat won, the Hawks won, and the Celtics beat the Nuggets. And the Pacers are 25-27, even with the Knicks in the loss column with their win over the Grizzlies last night. Caris LeVert had 34. Good to see. All right, now we get to your Rangers, who did not beat the Islanders.
Pressured by Zajac Barzal, able to pull it out, throws it over. Ryan Pollock steps in. He scores!
That is Brendan Burke on MSG Plus. Pulak, the game winner, 113 into the overtime.
You know what's amazing about this play? The coach of the Rangers, David Quinn, is sitting there talking to Filippito on the bench. Next thing you know, he takes Kreider off the ice because we're in the midst of one of those effing Kreider doldrums things. Like, where is he? What's he doing? He's MIA. Meanwhile, the rest of the team is playing pretty well. And if he were playing like he were earlier in the season, I think they'd be unstoppable. But they put Filipino out there, and he turns the puck over immediately, and it ends up in the back of the net. So not a good move by the coach.
Ding dong!
Who is it?
Who is it?
The Islanders!
Yeah, okay.
Rangers, they get 1 point. It's fine. They're now within 4 points of Boston for the fourth and final playoff spot in the East. The Bruins did acquire Taylor Hall from the Sabres. Pittsburgh, who beat the Devils 5-2, acquires Jeff Carter from the Kings. And the Maple Leafs go out and get themselves Nick Foligno from the Blue Jackets.
Damn.
Former Titans running back Eddie George, the new head coach at Tennessee State. And some love for women's college softball as North Texas beat Arkansas Pine Bluff 3-0. Hope Troutwine threw a perfect game. 21 up, 21 down, 21 strikeouts.
Wow.
What hour is the Sports Minute, Boomer?
Wow, I did not do the Sports Minute on that today.
Wow, no kidding. I thought for sure. That is a hell of an effort.
Tomorrow.
21 strikeouts. First time it's ever been done in NCAA Division I softball
21
history.
21 strikeouts. That's ridiculous.
Yes.
Where the hell were you on this?
Yeah, I don't know. I wonder what it was like when she got to 20, knowing that she needed one more and what that was like.
She Jerry had to hold it in, like, what's his name the other night with the Padres?
Yeah, right.
Musgrove.
Right.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer Esiason and Greg Giannotti. Boomer and Geo.
Even the Rays don't feel like it's intentional. If you listen to some of the quotes after the game, they're just like, we're just sick of getting hit. I don't know if they're really throwing at us or not. We're just sick of getting hit. So what do we do about it? Well, I guess we just keep beating them, which is what they've done most of the time over the last couple of years. That's what they've done. So I know no one wants to get hit with a baseball, but I really do believe there's been most of these are inadvertent. You know, and the Yankees have had problems with this Rays lineup. They have a problem with the Rays period. They want to pitch inside, and sometimes this is going to happen. But just win the games and stop bitching about it because – that's basically has been the story. The Yankees can hit all the Rays they want, but they never win.
But who's bitching about it?
The Rays are.
Well, I think they're bitching about it just simply because the writers are asking about it, and everybody is just assuming that this is like some sort of long simmering feud, which it is because the Rays have been a pain in the ass to the Yankees, and the Yankees used to own the Rays like they own the Orioles.
Yeah,
and that has changed over the last few years. So I totally understand why the Yankees may be trying to be pitching inside and all that other stuff, but you don't want to hit guys. I mean, and by the way, Yankees were being thrown out too, if you ask me.
Yeah, I mean, if you look at the number of hit by pitches in the last whatever it is, how many games, it's like 30 to 18.
Yeah, but how about just barely missed by pitches?
Oh, there's that too.
Yeah, I mean, so I don't know. It's what it is. It's a heated rivalry, and you have one team that has a fraction of the salary of the other team, which makes it even that more. I won't say embarrassing, but probably more infuriating to the Yankee fan that you can't beat them. If you got a $300 million, you know, designated hitter, a $300 million pitcher, you know, you're paying DJ LeMahieu, you finally what he's worth, and you're paying all these guys, and like, why are you losing as much as you are to the Rays? That's more infuriating than anything else.
Sure. No, absolutely. And luckily they were able to find a way to win yesterday, because there were some instances there that are just infuriating, whether it's the DJ LeMahieu up with bases loaded, one out, and ground into the double play, whether it's Brett Gardner in the ninth inning who gets caught on third base with one out, and just the asinine, boneheaded base running error for a veteran that should never happen. So
he's supposed to be heady.
Yeah, he's supposed to be a heady ball player on the bases, and it didn't happen yesterday. But they found a way to win with their newest player getting the biggest hit in Runed Odor.
You know, I'll say that if you go around Major League Baseball, man, there are a lot of really good players, man.
Yeah.
I mean, I you can't watch all the games. You watch the highlights and stuff like that, man. But damn, there are so many good young players in this league. I don't know where the popularity it is. I know that moving the All-Star game for some people was very popular, and then for a lot of other people, it was the dumbest thing baseball could have ever done. But I don't know what kind of impact that will have overall in the viewing and how many people will be getting into or losing interest in the game. But there are a lot of really good young players, man. A lot of good young players.
Let's go out to my old town, Bellport. Talk to Steve. What's going on, Steve? Good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. How's it going?
Stevie, what's happening, brother?
Not too much. Just I just wanted to bring up a topic real quick about this Masters and Schufel's triple bogey. Isn't it a little Schufel? Bit of a conspiracy now? A little bit of a conspiracy about everything going on between the virus, the Asian
hate crimes and stuff like that, Steve. It's idiotic to even think that. There's no conspiracy. There's a conspiracy in your brain, and that's it. And you might want to tie it in knots.
Steve's one of those guys who puts on a tinfoil hat to get his mail.
Right.
Oh, boy. Yeah. That's what it was. Xander Schauffele was told by the Illuminati.
Yeah.
And
the Freemasons.
Right. And the Freemasons. Please, triple bogey. We need a Japanese man to win the Masters. Oh,
and speaking of there, I saw another conspiracy theory, because Al's really into JonBenet Ramsey.
Oh,
that,
really?
That she actually is not dead, wasn't killed, that Katy Perry is actually JonBenet Ramsey.
Get out of here.
Yeah, that's out there.
The way you said I'm really into JonBenet Ramsey sounded really creepy.
It did. I'm
yeah,
sorry.
But what's even more creepy is the fact that you think that Katy Perry is JonBenet Ramsey.
I do not.
Oh. No, Al doesn't believe.
I don't believe
he
that.
Just found out about it, because I just found out about it.
Okay.
Well, how real of a thing is this, though?
Like, that's not real.
It's what happened.
Well,
who knows?
Who you talk to, obviously.
Yeah, I mean, but so, for example, Ronan Farrow being Frank Sinatra's son, I think, is a real thing. Like, even Mia Farrow said that it could be. So, and then,
so why doesn't he just get a genetic test?
I don't know. But he's supposed to be Woody Allen's biological
son. Would that ruin anything that he's done if he's, you know, Frank Sinatra's son?
I don't know. You'd have to ask him. I don't think so. But if you look at pictures of young Frank Sinatra and Ronan Farrow,
they look alike.
They do. They look very alike. And obviously, Frank Sinatra and Mia Farrow had a relationship for a while, so it's not like those two were just randomly meeting up with one another.
So you're saying they were shagging?
Well, they were. They had a long relationship.
Yeah.
So I would believe that sex would have been part of that relationship.
So you would think that somewhere Woody Allen and Frank Sinatra were involved together at the same time?
With Mia Farrow?
Yeah. Because that's what you're basically...
Yeah, I mean, if Ronan Farrow is Frank Sinatra's kid, then yes. But take a look. Just if you...
I know, I've seen it.
Google Ronan Farrow,
yeah,
Frank Sinatra.
Yeah, I've seen that.
Comes right up.
I know. I've seen that.
So I don't know. Yeah, they should get to the bottom of that whole thing.
You would think that they should. Maybe somebody could do like an investigative report.
JonBenet Ramsey is Katy Perry. That is that's completely. Where did you see that? So what are you, hippie message boards?
No hippie message boards. I was just sometimes like as I'm drifting off to sleep, I'll just Google random things. And then there was the QAnon story I saw, so I got into that. And then that led to this other.
What QAnon story are you looking up, man?
Just in general, how it's could be destroying the Republican Party because of the people who do believe in that. And,
yeah, yeah.
And then it's just like, here's another crazy conspiracy.
I just think it's too much of a coincidence that Xander Schauffele triple bogeyed.
He called him Schauffele or something.
Yeah,
or whatever.
Schauffele. That damn Schauffele.
Schauffele.
Schauffele's out there just spitting a bit.
Come on, Stevie.
Screwing it up.
Come on.
Yeah, I know. I if you wouldn't have hung up on him so quickly, I would have seen how deep his brain
went.
No,
I can't go through that this morning. I mean, come on.
And, you know, Joe Biden being a robot. You know, he probably believes in that, too.
Well, that could be the case.
Eric's in Miami. What's going on?
Bernie's.
Yep. What's going on, Eric?
Good morning, Gio Boomer.
Hey.
Gio, what's happening, man?
Boom, I closed the day after Gio, and I bought a house here in Miami, and I moved Thursday, Friday, like after work, and I made 3 trips to the dump between Saturday and Sunday. Gio, how are you so peppy this morning, bro? I was sick. I'm about to cry, bro.
Listen, I'm dragging ass a little here, Eric. I'm dragging ass. Congratulations on the house. I'm dragging ass. But you have to be, man. Listen, and by the way, and when you sit next to Boomer, who is like, he's riding 20 miles on his bike all weekend. He's out there clamming for a TV show. He's going to be turning 60. He's doing 60 miles on his bike. I can't walk in here and go, I'm tired from moving a couple of boxes. I'd get a foot right in my ass.
Yeah, so our foundation, Team Boomer Side, is doing like a virtual 5K because we don't have our Run to Breathe this year.
Yeah.
So it started April 1st and it's going through April 17th. And then I'll end it with a 60-mile bike ride because I was challenged by a couple CF patients. These people, like, you know, just all over me.
Yeah.
Like, so I was inspired by that. So I've already done like 7 5Ks. That's done. That's in the can. You know what I mean? I mean, I've already done those things. But now I got to get to 60 miles next week.
All right. So are you supposed to do it on Friday?
No, Saturday.
Saturday.
Yeah, yeah.
What's the weather look like?
I don't know yet.
Are you going to do it all in one shot?
Yes.
You're going to do 60 miles in one day?
Yep.
Have you chosen a location?
I have 3 different locations that I'm currently kind of trying to figure out which would be the best situation for me, depending on the weather.
Okay.
There's one that I want to do that if the weather's a beautiful day, it will be the perfect place to do it.
Are there going to be people around you rooting you on?
No.
This is just you.
Yeah, the support truck following you?
No, no support truck.
Like Richie Hahn in one of those sprinter vans?
No,
Team
so
Boomer.
when Jerry Cahill does the Bike to Breathe, which is the sweatshirt that I'm wearing, they go for like, you know, hundreds of miles. And the support van goes with Jerry. You know, Jerry's a double lung transplant.
Yeah.
And he's older than me. So, I mean, like, I have like very high standards that I have to live up to.
Well, why don't you get a production crew to film this whole thing? It'd be great. You put together a little video, a vignette. Music, you were on the bike, 60 for 60,
Have Izzo follow you, and it's on the pilot.
You know, nobody really cares. It's just like,
people would love that.
People are supporting my effort to do this, which I really do appreciate, and that is awesome. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to doing it, and I've been working hard to get there. So since April 1st, I've probably done at least 11 rides. And for the bikers that are out there, this is like nothing to them.
I can't believe that you don't think people would be in. This is a tremendous human interest story.
It's a tremendous human interest story.
It is.
I mean, come on.
You doing 60 miles on your bike at 60 years old for CF and all everything behind that. I mean, I think it's, you know, ever watch a CBS Sunday Morning? You know CBS Sunday Morning with all the stories that they do? You don't watch that?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So Steve Hartman is the guy who does like the heartfelt stories.
Oh, there you go. Why is this a heartfelt story?
I don't know why a heartfelt story. How is it not a heartfelt? Who's the guy who challenged you?
Michael Caruso Davis.
Okay, and give us his story.
All right, so he's got CF. He's 18 years old. He's going to go to the University of Delaware. He is training right now for a half Ironman, Plus, he's got a broken tibia.
Okay, so you got that.
Gunner. He's in the middle of training.
Gunner just turned 30.
Yes, he did.
Huge milestone birthday.
Awesome.
With the research and the money that's been raised by BEF, there was a drug.
A major breakthrough, yes.
Major breakthrough that's allowing him to live his life in ways that you weren't sure he'd be able to do.
I couldn't have said it any better, yes.
And this is not a tremendous human. And you're turning 60 and doing 60 miles because another CF patient challenged you. This is not a human interest story.
And how can people get involved and support the 60 for 60?
Teamboomer.org. Teamboomer.org.
And they can give $60 for the 60 miles.
Yeah, that's all. That's all.
Because you're 60.
Yeah, that's all I care about. I don't need anything else.
Get me Steve Hardman.
And the greatest thing about all of this is that, you know, it makes you focus in and take care of yourself.
Yeah, for sure. Al, do you think you could find that Steve Hartman in the company somewhere at CBS? Or get Steve? Is Stephen Waldron there?
We don't need Steve Hartman.
It's Stephen Waldron, are you there? Hello?
Oh, no.
Steve?
Yes. Good morning.
Good morning. Can you get me Steve Hartman from CBS this morning? He's got to be in your company email somewhere, man. Come on. He's one of the employees. Can you get him?
I could try.
All right. You could try. You have to know somebody who knows Steve Hartman.
I never even heard of that guy, so of course we should be able to get him.
Exactly.
You got to be able to get him. Let's go to Chris in Long Island. Chris, what's happening?
Good morning. So are you saying it's the honor system that you're going to ride those 60 miles?
I'll do it, and I'll post it.
Oh, so someone should, you know, videotape it.
I have my camera. I'll be doing my own videos along the way. I'll believe me, I'll do it. I can do it, Chris. You don't believe I can do
Chris,
it?
Chris, you think that Boomer's going to go into this lying about it?
Well, you asked if you could bring a video crew, and he's like, you know, not letting you do that.
It's like I don't need a video crew. I mean,
well, I think it sounds a little fugazi.
No, see, I'm getting called out now for this.
Fugazi 60 miles. He really did 30, but he told people 60. No, there's no way. If you've ever spent 1 minute around Boomer, you understand he's doing 60 friggin' miles. Even if he has to go back the next day and finish it after spending a night in the hospital, he's going to finish that 60 miles.
Oh, no. He'll have bleeding blisters all over before he gets off that bike.
Guys, I've been working hard to get there.
I know you'll do it.
So today I won't ride outside simply because of the weather. So I'll do the Peloton.
Yeah, you'll do, you know, so I'll 20, do about 30 miles there.
Right, I'll do 20, 30 miles there. My legs are ready to go.
I know you'll do it. I'm not challenging you to that. I just think it'd be a great thing to film.
Yeah, let me say, I rode about 50 miles this weekend, played hockey, went clamming, you know, painted, put in a door. I mean, I don't know what else you want me to do.
Yeah, well, get a camera crew and film your 60 miles.
I got a camera crew following me, you know, around the house over there.
Over at Sal Champy's house?
Yeah.
We'll get that same camera crew to film you on the bike. Be perfect.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
All right, football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer Esiason and Greg Giannotti. Boomer and Geo.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.